Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Mbombela and Tzaneen 32, Johannesburg 27 grade.
Another crash. This time it's on the N1 southbound after Rigel Avenue. There's queuing traffic there. Also, Edenvale R24 westbound. A crash after the Edenvale exit.
Die saak teen 3 mans wat in hegtenis geneem is in verband met die moord. Op brandwaterbestuurder te Bojwala en sy leiwag is tot volgende maand uitgestel vir 'n formele borgtog aansoek. Die beskuldigdes wat week gelede in hegtenis geneem het, het vandag in die Lenasia Landroshof verskyn. Jwala is in Januarie sy van Johannesburg doodgeskiet. Die beskuldigdes staan reg op aanklagte van moord en poging tot moord. Landros Maggie van der Merwe.
The two victims were driving near.
They sit down next week, Monday 29 April for a formal bail application. I've also allocated time on the following day if it is necessary. All three accused to remain in custody without bail.
Die polisie in Tshwane het intussen 'n soektog van stapel gestuur na die moord op die gewilde plantejoggie Pieter Mabuza. Hy is gister in die vroeë oggendure doodgeskiet, Gauteng se polisiewoordvoerder Nkolo Kweza.
The two victims were driving near TUT in Soshanguve when shots were fired at their vehicle. The suspect fled and police are following several leads. Tshwane police have opened a murder and attempted murder dockets.
Goudtreindienste is in Midrand, Centurion en Hatfield stasies herstel. Dienste is vroeër vandag tydelik opgeskort na kragonderbreking. Gauteng woordvoerder Kesaji Naiga.
The power has since been restored and the train service is now operating according to schedule. We apologise to our customers.
LR vir gesondheid in Limpopo, Poppy Ramatuba sê forensiese patoloog is steeds in die proses om 42 slagoffers van 'n busongeluk in Limpopo noem. Die bus van Botswana het van 'n brug afgeskort voordat dit vir die pas lang naweek in Mokopane aan die brand geslaan het. Slegs een persoon, 'n 8-jarige meisie, het oorleef. Namatuba sê werk is aan die gang om die oorblywende 27 monsters te identifiseer.
We are picking up each and every body part and package it where it belongs and be able now to label to say these are the human remains of a so-and-so for the 42 that we have now identified using SAPS.
En goeie nuus, die minister van elektrisiteit, Goseens Ramagopa, het aangekondig Eskom het nou reeds vir 26 dae ononderbroke elektrisiteit verskaf. Die minister het dit as 'n belangrike mylpaal beskryf en die kwessie bespreek tydens 'n nuuskonferensie oor die land se energieaksieplan.
We moved in 2022 of July from about 2200 megawatts to about 4000 megawatts a year later in 2023, and now I'm sure that they were about to breach the 5,000 megawatts. So what that means is that when we see the system, we see it as an aggregate. We are not saved by renewables. The renewables contribute to the aggregate.
Ek is Chanel September, meer nies in Engels om 3 uur.
And if you can't wait until then, grab your mouse, head over to jacarandfm.com. Once you've clicked on the Win tab and checked that out, hit the News tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
No, it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed.